Shalom, this is Reb Yoav ben Emet with another exciting, eventful edition of the Torah Watchman podcast. I hope everyone's been well. I read a story in Channel 7, Al-Ruz 7 newspaper, Israeli National News, and my wife keeps up with this kind of thing more than I do, the Eurovision talent contest that Israelis and other people, people in Poland, other countries, England, compete in, and singing. It's a singing contest, okay? And some of these people go on to become promising professional artists. Now, this young Israeli, she won an award from Poland, the 12 points, because I suppose that it's a point system. Everyone gets so many points, and then they go up to the next level in the singing contest. So Noah Correll, she mentions the Holocaust of all things when she was in Liverpool. That's where the contest was being conducted. That raised a lot of eyebrows in Poland. What am I saying here? Well, again, this is Eurovision contest. After she received the award for the next level of the contest, Correll was quoted as saying that from her perspective, receiving 12 points from Poland after nearly the entire Correll family was murdered in the Holocaust, that was quite a victory. Now, Correll's statements raised a storm. With the popular paper, see if I can pronounce this correctly, Durezi, I believe. The Israeli artist recalled the Holocaust and blamed the Poles for the murder of Jews? Didn't Hitler do that? Not me, said the Polish government. The Polish MP, Anna Maria Sikorska, tweeted, everyone loves their tweet, right? Does this statement reflect on the level, stay with me, the level of education about the Holocaust in Israel? In other words, they were referring to her as ignorant. So do your young people in Israel actually think the Holocaust was caused by Poland, over which a young Israeli citizen can achieve a moral victory after many years, or what? Righteous indignation. So Poland's deputy foreign minister, Paweł Jabłonski, tweeted, "The fact that many people in Israel consider Poland to be an accomplice to German crimes and not their victim is often the result of not so much of the bad will as lack of knowledge and an incomplete education." Yeah, you hear me. You have an Israeli Jew who's more ignorant about the Holocaust, especially her own family line, her great-great-grandparents who were murdered in the Holocaust, and most of that family line was murdered. She is a descendant of survivors, and the Poles have the audacity to question her competence and education level. Stay with me. Jabariski also added that he intends to invite Correll for an official visit to the country. Folks, this is damage control. Okay, the Holocaust was perpetuated by Germany, of course, everyone knows this, which conquered Poland in early World War II and built many of its concentration camps on Polish soil. That's what's so personal to most Jews with individuals in their family that were murdered in the Holocaust, and this includes my righteous wife. On the other hand, while 3 million non-Jewish Poles were murdered by the Nazis, and there were some who helped the Jews by hiding them, Poland was extremely anti-Semitic, with many Poles that helped the Nazis find the Jews and looted their abandoned homes in the ghettos. Folks, this is well-documented historical account that Poland has not truly apologized, like Germany's government, obviously, for the contributing factors that led to the murder of the 6 million. I've done videos like this in my conclusion here. Okay? This is not just about one individual here, you know? Essentially, Noah Carell said there's a white elephant in the room that no one wants to talk about. And when you're in a public scene outside of Israel, it's not politically correct to even say the word Holocaust. Why? Because many Muslims don't even believe the Holocaust occurred. The Palestinians say, the Nazis need to finish their job. So you have a lot of anti-Semitism there. But what? Think about when the chess pieces in a game of warfare and strategy. Germany actually rose from its ashes in World War I. They were utterly defeated. They're capitulated to the other foreign powers. They were broke. And Hitler rose into power, a very charismatic individual. I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole, promise. He was able to form his army, his militia, his weaponry of power base very quickly because of general sentiment against other nations that did not have the blue eyes and Caucasian face that he aspired to in the eugenics program and all of this, okay? One thing led to another. What I'm saying is Germany was geographically a small country, but what they achieved in the years of 1941 to 1945, 46 was nothing short of a military genius, okay? I'm calling it what it is. But however, he did not have enough men. He did not have enough soldiers to occupy every single nation that he did, you know, like Lithuania and Poland and other countries. He did not have enough people to occupy and keep those countries under German Third Reich control if he didn't have the will of the people helping him. That's what Poland has been accused of, something they've never really apologized. I have not heard an apology for the murder of my Haredi brothers and sisters there. The people rooted out, the Poles had a police force there, and they were paid by the Nazis a stipend as a quasi-parliamentary force to do the bidding of the Nazis. Now, Poland is traditionally Roman Catholic. And you know what Roman Catholics, during that time especially, thought about the Jewish people, the Christ killers. What I'm saying is, if Hitler did not have the support of the local communities, of the people in these nations, and if they all resisted Hitler, if they always said, we're not going to give you our citizens. The Jews have been in Poland for 500 years. They're just as much Poles as everyone else. They would have had a more difficult time invading and controlling militarily that country. The King of Morocco did the same thing. He told a general of Hitler to get out of town. You're not going to have the Jews in my country. They're protected by my as citizens of Morocco. Poland accepted the least path of resistance because they thought that Hitler was going to be the new ruler over Europe. And they wanted to be on the winning side and not the losing side. The same thing happened in Ukraine under Stefan Bandera. Folks, this is just history. I'm sorry that people in Poland were offended because they care about public relations. They care about international relations. They don't want to look in front of the rest of the world as anything remotely connected to Hitler's murderous regime. Again, Poland is not guilty of killing Jews. They were guilty of doing nothing to defend the killing of the Jews. This is all that Reb Yarmim has to say before I get in further trouble. Listen, God bless you. Share the wealth of knowledge and love and truth for everyone's willing to hear it. If they aren't willing to hear it and they're running away from you, he said, no, I don't want to hear it. They're holding their ears, they're plugging up their ears. You live that truth and they'll come running to you, I promise you. I'm a lighthouse on a hill and not be hid. I am the white elephant in the room. Call it Caucasian, Hispanic, or whatever color you want. It's still a white elephant in the room that people don't want to talk about. Like Noah Carell. I am not politically correct, and I shoot from the hip. And if I'm wrong, I would admit that I'm wrong. Just like the Polish government, for how many years it's been since World War II, and they have not acknowledged this great sin against my Hasidic brothers and sisters that were rounded up from their homes, thrown in ghettos, and then rounded up to trains to go to Auschwitz and other places like that, to be burned, to be shot to death, to be poisoned, to be mutilated in medical experiments. Use your imagination. It's that horrific. Kudos to Noah Carell. I wish that her singing voice would take her to new heights of glory. Reb Yair the Nimitz signing out. God bless you. Shalom Aleichem.